Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. I am your host today, the unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kelk, as always, as unprofessional as always as well. Elephant in the room, out the way before we start. Obviously, Harry isn't with me, and I know I promised that Harry would be with me in this first episode back. Unfortunately, schedules did not allow. We're still working it out. She's still part of the pod, you guys. She's still part of the fam. She's just incredibly busy, and if you were to go over to her Instagram page, at Harry Makes It Up, you'll see why. She's been a busy little beaver, as our difficult eyes. We're very, very proud of her, but she is going to be back. But I did not want to wait another single second to talk to you because you know what's happening. You know what's happening. She's going on tour. And by she, I do mean the cat's mother, myself. And yeah, we just announced it. So I have a new book coming out. Pretty sure you all know I write books. That's like my thing that I do. I write books. And I have a new book coming out in the UK on 11th of November. It's called On a Night Like This. It is a rom-com. I think it's pretty good. I've been told. I have it on pretty good authority that it's really good. And I'm coming back to England to tour it, and I could not be more excited. By the time I get back, it will have been 2 years that I've been away. I can't even fathom it. Like, I can't work it out in my brain. It will have been 2 years since I was in the UK. So I'm very, 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 very excited to be coming home to tour the book, to see a bunch of people. And obviously, if I'm going on tour, you know what that means. I've got to pack a tour makeup bag. So today's episode is going to be dedicated to what's in that tour makeup bag. Because even though I don't actually leave for another 3 weeks, you better believe that A, I've already started packing. I've forgotten how. I used to travel a lot and I would pack regularly. It's been 2 years. I've got no idea how to pack anything. And I really needed some practice. So I've already started packing. I've already made list upon list upon list upon list upon list. So I just thought I would chat through it with you. Maybe it'll help make more sense to me. But yeah, the tour is happening. The tour makeup bag is happening. At the end of the pod, I will share all of the tour dates and the venues where you can come see me and we can chat about makeup. I mean, I'm supposed to be talking about the book, but you know it's going to come up. So with no further ado, we should just jump right in. Every year with the tour makeup bag, or every year previously, because obviously didn't tour last year because of looks around at everything and doesn't need to explain. But obviously I didn't tour last year, but every year I try and condense my packing. I try to take as little as possible. And then at the last minute, I end up throwing 18,000 other things in my bag. So far I have worked out, I think, what I'm taking skincare wise. I think I've worked out what I'm taking makeup wise. Hair might end up being a last minute decision, apart from the fact cover off hair very easily by saying I'll be taking the Moroccan oil dry shampoo in light tones with me, because I've been converted to that ever since I first tried it. If you have very light blonde hair, which I do, I'm bleaching again after a whole year of no bleach and my terrifying hair. I am back to being a bleach blonde, and that is just the best dry shampoo I've tried. I've tried so many. I tried the new Living Proof one that I saw everyone going nuts over on social media, and I just didn't get on with it that well compared to the Moroccan oil. It wasn't a win for me. So I've definitely already stocked up on that. And that's in my suitcase waiting to go. And I will definitely be taking the bleach rose or rosé shampoo bar with me to put the pink tint back in, because I'm getting it tinted pink before I leave. But that tint washes out really quickly and I'll need to put it back in at some point on the tour. And my favourite way to do that lately has been the bleach rosé shampoo bar. I much prefer the shampoo bar to their colour conditioners or temporary colours. Just saying. But again, your hair's got to be really light for it to show up. I get a lot of messages from people saying, well, I tried to use it and nothing happened. Your hair's got to be bleached really, really light to go pale pink. I mean, it sucks, but you do have to basically have to destroy your hair first and then you can go pink. So that's fun. But I'm definitely taking those things. But apart from that, I'm not quite sure what else is happening on the hair.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yet. Thankfully, we're not technically a hair podcast, so I'm sure you're not dying over there for not knowing what I'm doing with my hair care. But what we are is a beauty podcast, and what I do know what I'm taking is in my beauty bag. Skincare. Now, I've been very lucky lately. My skin has been behaving itself, and I think that is partly because, TMI alert, I had an IUD inserted. I had the Mirena coil. It's not really a coil. It's a little bit of plastic with a little bit of hormones in it. And ask me anything, not right here, but feel free to reach out to me on social media at Lindsay Kelk, and I'm happy to answer any and all IUD related questions as relates to my experience. But I do think those hormones, my skin's been amazing since I had it in. I haven't had any breakouts. My skin looks really even. So I think that's having a positive effect. But also I do think having been in the house for 2 years with very little upset in my routine has helped my skin. So I'm trying to keep my products as close to what they are now as possible, but I'm just upping the moisturizing factors because I know going from a desert climate in LA to a wintry UK climate is going to be rough on my skin. So I'm taking the cleansers that I use at home. Obviously, the Elemis Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm is in my bag already. Then a cleansing gel cleanser that I really, really like. I'm going to take that as my second cleanse and my morning cleanse. I've got my Elemis Dynamic Peel Pads, which are just one of my favorite gentle peels, and I think they work really well both at night to help your products penetrate better, and I know Harry loves them as prep for makeup. I obviously won't do them every day. My skin doesn't love a peel every day, but I am taking them and I'm very excited. I will also be taking my vitamin C, and at the moment I am halfway through a bottle of the Youth to the People vitamin C serum, and I really like it, so I'm going to take that, finish that off. I'm taking my prescription retinoid. I use tretinoin. I sound like a cockney trying to say it. I have no idea. But I'm taking my prescription retinol because I don't want to lose my the good work that I've done with my retinol. For moisturizers, I'm going to take, I've got a pot and I've kind of been saving it, and I don't usually save things for best because you just never know. But I've got a pot of the Elemis Overnight Matrix moisturizer, which is the Pro Collagen Overnight Matrix, and it's bloody amazing, but it's very expensive. And I haven't wanted to use it because it was so pricey, which is really stupid. So I'm taking it with me on this tour because I think my skin is going to need the extra care overnight. I'm also taking my Bio Effect, which I just got hooked on like probably about a year ago now. I was just obsessed with it, and my skin just bloody loves it. But I'm trying to save it. Again, not save it, but I don't use it every day because it is very pricey. But I find it's a really great recovery product if your skin is stressed or irritated or upset by the weather or by travel or anything like that. One assumes booze is going to factor heavily on the store. So I think it's really great to have the Bio Effect with you if it's in your arsenal. I'm also bringing Beauty Pie hyaluronic acid capsules. I love those Beauty Pie capsules, and I love capsules for travel. So that's great to have. And then the one thing, oh, lads, I hate saying it. And Harry got me onto this, so it's Harry's fault. But I have packed a travel-sized bottle of the Augustinus Bader Rich Cream, because while I scream from the rooftops about the virtues of drugstore moisturizers, we all know the value is in your serums. We all know you've got to put your money in your serums, in your actives, and your moisturizers are just like your lovely, lovely top coat, to borrow an analogy from Hirons. And you don't need to spend a ton of money on your moisturizers. You don't. You need to buy in your budget for moisturizers. That said, Harry was sent some of the Augustinus Bader product because, you know, she's a makeup artist, so she was sent it to try on her clients and on herself. And she gave me some to try, and it was so amazing. It's not amazing enough for me to spend that amount of money on a moisturizer for every day. I cannot. Once upon a time, I definitely would have. I've been a bit more grown up these days and trying to be a bit more sensible. But I've got a small bottle of it, and makeup, the one thing that's gorgeous about it is makeup goes on top of it in the most incredible, beautiful way. So this is going to be an experience where I'm wearing a lot of makeup. I don't wear a ton of makeup day to day in LA. I don't wear a lot of makeup, obviously. I didn't wear a lot of makeup during lockdown. So now I've got to actually turn out and see people. Imagine. I felt like this is the right place for this moisturizer to come into play. So I am taking the Augustinus Bader Rich Cream. If my face looks incredible, you'll know why, and I apologize in advance. Although I do say a lot of that's credit to the Mirena as well. My skin's just been improved, and I appreciate it. So that's where I'm at skincare-wise. I'll probably chuck a few sheet masks in. I always have 1,000 hanging around because I buy them and then I never use them because I actually hate the feel of sheet masks on my face. But they are good for travel, and they're good for things like events when you just need an instant shot of looking good. I'll probably pack a clay mask just in case, because sometimes I get congested when I'm traveling, and I don't spend money on clay masks, really. Any old clay mask will do for me. I'm not picky. But that takes us on to the big guns, the good stuff, the makeup. Now, I've been really on and off and hot and cold with makeup over the last year, I would say. There were parts of lockdown where I was super into doing really dramatic looks or super into perfecting techniques, and it was really self-care. It genuinely was self-care. And I will say, having all this time at home and not really going out and not really doing anything at all, it showed me what parts of beauty I do for me and what parts of beauty I engage with because they make me happy, and which parts of the beauty industry and which parts of the machine I was engaging with because I thought I had to, which has been actually a real blessing. I think it was really great. I was given this gift of time. I'm not going to pretend it was a positive experience, because I know it wasn't really a positive experience for anyone, but given my circumstances, which were that I could work from home, I was at home happy with my husband, we were safe and well, you know, I kept my job. We came out of it so much luckier than so many people who had an absolutely horrendous, and are still having a horrendous time, and it's still a heartbreak. I still can't believe we lost this time, but with the time that I had at home, I was really able to sort of dig into the things that I was doing because I wanted to do, rather than the things I was doing because I had to do them. And the thing I'm trying to take with me as I emerge from my pandemic cocoon is really focusing on the things that I want to do instead of the things that I was doing because I felt like I had to. I'm trying to leave those things behind, and I think that's something good that we can all hopefully take out of this. And yeah, I've come out of it, sort of got back into really enjoying doing my makeup again, and really sort of more into playing with fun stuff and perfecting a signature look than worrying about the trends and what's coming out and have I got this and have I got that and who got sent what in PR. I've really disengaged with that completely, which has been magical. I'm really just going by what makes me happy and what makes me go, "Ooh, I'd love to try that." And that's been really nice. So what is packed to come with me right now is the Clinique Even Better Serum Foundation, which I talked about back in summer. I love this foundation. It is so good. And my skin just, it makes my skin look really expensive. If you know what I mean, that like perfected sheen without looking cakey. There's a ton of coverage in it, but there's not a ton of thick, heavy, cakey product. So I love it. I'm also bringing the concealer, the Even Better Concealer. I love that too. I will be bringing my Hourglass blush and strobe highlighter that I've been wearing forever now. I think I'm on my fourth one of those blushes, which is nuts. Still on the first highlighter, because highlighters will last forever. And Gino bought a lot of highlighters, lads. Gino bought like a lot of fucking highlighters. It was me. So I don't need to buy any more highlighters for as long as I live, but I will. But I'm bringing that, the Hourglass strobe and the Hourglass ambient light in Ethereal. I'm toying with the idea of bringing my Hourglass cream blushes too, because I really do like them, but they don't last super long. They don't last really well. And I'm really looking at only bringing stuff that's going to be worth its weight. You know, I want it to earn its place in the makeup bag, and I'm not sure that they do. As pretty as they are, and as much as I like them for every day, I don't think they're going to make it. Because you think about tour makeup, a lot of the events that we're doing, we have to travel to get there. So it's not a case of like sitting in the hotel room, getting ready, and then wandering down to the event or crossing the street to the event. Sometimes we're going to have to like get on a train and go from one city to another, and there won't be time to like get ready before we do the event. I need to get ready, do the traveling, and then go straight to the event. So I want stuff where I'm not going to have to be like doing a full face of makeup when I arrive at the shop. I don't know if you ever spent a lot of time in a Waterstones staff room. Don't recommend it. It's not where you want to be doing your full face of glam. So I'm trying to bring stuff that's going to last. With that in mind, I'm also packing the L'Oreal Infallible Pressed Powder. It's a powder foundation. It went nuts on TikTok. It was one of those things where everyone was like, "Oh my God, TikTok made me do it." And like, no, it's just a really good pressed powder. You know, I always loved the L'Oreal True Match pressed powder. That's been like my go-to for over a decade. I've been nuts for that pressed powder forever. And the Infallible just reminds me a lot of that. I think I probably still prefer the True Match, but the Infallible is a worthy contender. And I'll probably take that just because that's newer and fresher and cleaner. So I'm going to take that with me. I'm going to take my Natasha Denona contour powder, because if you're doing events, you kind of need to be camera ready because people want to take photos, and my face has not had a photo taken of it that wasn't... I haven't had a photo taken that was beyond my control in so long. And I'll be like, "Oh, look at the state of it," which, you know, I know there's perfectly, it's a perfectly good face. There's nothing wrong with it. But let's put a little bit of contour under those cheekbones, eh? Mascara. Now, this is where... Do you know, this is so weird, because normally it's like, "Oh my God, I want to take 25,000 foundations. I want to take all of the lipsticks, all of the eyeshadow palettes." And this time I haven't really felt like that with the foundation, because I love the Clinique so much. I really haven't, you know, it didn't occur to me that I need to take anything else. I'll probably pack my La Mer Cushion Foundation to use on the plane when I land, because I like a little bit of a zhuzh when we land. She likes the zhuzh, and also just love that foundation, and I've got it, and I don't believe in letting it sit there dry out, given how much it cost. But that will be all I take. The Clinique serum will be what I use for events and for every day, for sure. But with mascaras, there are so many great mascaras at the moment. I will admit, hands held in the air, I bought a new tube of Jones Road mascara for this tour. And I stand by the statement I made previously. I think it's one of the best mascaras I've ever used. I think it's incredible. Jones Road, on the whole, as a brand, leaves me cold. I don't think there's very much to say about it that's terribly exciting, but the mascara is incredible, and I bought a new one to bring because it really lasts well. It doesn't flake, it doesn't smudge. It just is a really good looking, big, fluffy, giant, dramatic statement lash, and I love that. For events, it means I don't have to bring falsies, and I bloody hate messing about with falsies. So I'm definitely bringing that. I also have a new mini of the Lancôme Idôle mascara that everyone went nuts for when it launched. I remember Katie Jane Hughes was going crazy for it on Instagram, and it is as good as everyone says it is. The difference between the Lancôme Idôle and the Jones Road is Lancôme Idôle is much more... It's a more defining mascara. You can get really beautiful, natural definition, or you can build it up. And it still lasts really well. It doesn't flake, it doesn't smudge, but it's not as dramatic. You can build it up to more drama, but I'd rather use the Jones Road for a big dramatic lash and the Tainted Doll for more of a sophisticated, defined lash, if that makes sense. I will also be stocking up on Lash Paradise, obviously, the UK formula, because mine ran out some time ago. So long since I was home. And I definitely need to stock up on that because it's one of my favourite mascaras and I want to make sure it's still so fantastic. I'm also bringing makeup bag staples. I'll be bringing my KVD Vegan Beauty cake liner pencils in brown and black and the KVD Beauty tattoo liners, the liquid liner pens in brown and black. I think it's Trooper is black and Mad Max Brown are the shades. It's been years now with them. Been years for me and them, eh? We've been in a right long relationship. I can't be parted with them. I haven't found anything better. I found lots of stuff that's almost as good and there are tons of good pencils out there, but these are just my favourites. Pencils are another one where I'm like, oh, I will only take these two because that's all I'll use. And then at the last minute, I want to pack another 1,000 pencils and then I don't use any of them. Because I'm like, what if I want to do a blue eyeliner look for one tour night? And then I'm like, wait, you literally never do that. You literally never do that. And then I get to England and I've got an entire pencil case full of Urban Decay 24/7 pencils and my Wayne Goss Kohls and the Patrick Tarr pencils and the Mario pencils and the Marios. And I did not use a single one of them. So we're not doing that. We're just taking the KVD Vegan Beauties and we'll be happy to do so. Eyeshadow. Now, I spent a good chunk of lockdown depotting eyeshadows. Won't lie, found it very soothing. Depotted a trillion palettes. So now I've got all these giant palettes, Z palettes, full of eyeshadows. And I was like, well, maybe I can just make my own mini palettes to take with me. And when I looked at them all, they're basically every palette that I made, apart from the brightly coloured ones, which I never use, but just like to look at, every palette was just trying to be Tom Ford Nude Dip in different formulas, which is completely bonkers. So I thought, why not just take Tom Ford Nude Dip and save yourself some heartache? So I think what I'm going to do is for sure take my Nude Dip, because that's what I always end up wearing for events anyway. At the last minute, I'll be like, Nude Dip, can't go wrong. So I'm going to do my Nude Dip for sure. And then what I'll probably do is just get one of the very small 4 or 6 pan Z palettes and whack in a few matte shades, like a bone shade, and probably sort of a chocolate brown. Maybe I'll take a black. I always complain about the black, don't I? Because I'm like, Pat McGrath, please stop putting black shadows in your very expensive palettes. I've got 25,000 of them. But, you know, I'll take a couple of mattes to use as transition shades. And I've been leaning into a matte lately for every day. Harry's been very proud of me. Another alternative is I will take my Natasha Denona Glam palette. And that will... I think we all know that I will. The fact that I'm even thinking about it, I'm like, instead of dicking about putting together a Z palette, maybe I could just take my Natasha Denona Glam, which I feel like is an extension of Nude Dip in its own way. It sits with it very nicely. And I do love that palette. So there's every chance that I will end up with a Natasha Denona Glam. And that opens up a lot of doors, actually, in neutral, smoky, sexy shadow looks. So we shall see. If you see me on the tour, ask me if I brought the Glam palette and I will go, yes, I did. I did. But let's check in on that, see what happens. Now for lips, I have fallen in love with something on the old lips. And I'm not going to tell you about it because I'm going to save it. But there's definitely going to be a Dior lip glow. I bought a new one. I'm very excited. It's in the box in my suitcase ready to go. I've got an 01 lip glow. I've got the Dior lip oil, the glow oil in cherry, which I really, really like. It's like a very, very, very sheer red. And it's sort of a hybrid between a gloss and a liquid balm. They call it an oil, but it doesn't feel oily to me at all. It's much more like a thick, caring kind of gloss. I love it. So I'll bring both of those. And then, like, I'll probably bring a red that I feel solid about. My favorite reds, I haven't chosen which one yet. And what I'm not going to do is what I usually do, which is bring 10 reds and wear none of them. I'm going to bring one. and I'm totes going to wear it. It will probably either be, I love a MAC red, even though they're very drying, but lads, have you seen the MAC Ruby's Crew extension? So if you love Ruby Woo, I find Ruby Woo very, very drying on me. I last wore it last Halloween when I dressed up as Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek, because that's the actual shade they use on Catherine O'Hara in Schitt's Creek to be Moira Rose. So I had to use it. But my skin, my mouth was so dry, my lips were so dry, couldn't bear it. But thankfully, our friends at MAC have extended the range. They've taken the shade of Ruby Woo, put it in a retro matte liquid lip, if you want to be even drier than the regular matte lipstick. I'm not sure why you would. But then also the Powder Kiss liquid lip formula, the Powder Kiss stick formula, dazzle glass, and a pencil, which is very exciting. So I'm considering the pencil. I think bring the Ruby Woo pencil. The Powder Kiss has been out of stock since it was announced. The stick, not the liquid, the Powder Kiss stick. And I love the Powder Kiss formula. So if I can get my hands on that, that will be my red of choice, I think. Otherwise, I might bring my Patrick Tarr red, because I do love that lipstick. It's very sexy, and it makes me feel like very like, mwah, mwah, look at me, I'm fancy. I'm Gigi Hadid, but not, but very not. But yeah, that's definitely an option. And then like, I'll definitely sling a couple of glosses in my bag because I know who I am. Obviously like 18,000 lip balms, because they're all in the bottom of my handbag anyway, so they're definitely coming. But yeah, also, I do want to buy stuff when I'm home, and lip balms, lipsticks, lip glosses, that always feels like a safe purchase. You know, you don't want to get to a point where you're traveling and you've got to panic buy foundation, but treating yourself to a little bit of a lippy, that feels like a good option. So that's basically it. I'll definitely also bring my eye primer. Fenty is my favorite, but my Fenty's gone a bit manky. And rather than buy a new one, I've got a brand new Urban Decay eyeshadow primer, who was my favorite forever before the Fenty was launched. So I'll probably bring that, just in the interest of being sustainable and ecological and using up, of being a good person and using up what I have instead of buying new stuff. So I'll probably bring that. I will definitely be bringing my Urban Decay All Nighter Setting Spray, because as I mentioned, face has got to last. Once that face is on, it's got to last, and I just still don't think there's anything better. So I'll definitely be bringing the Urban Decay Setting Spray. And then, really, the only other things that I think could sneak into the bag are silly fun things like glitters, because some of the events are at night, and it's in November, and why would you not? So I feel like there's a chance we might pop a couple of Bodyography glittery shadows in there, or a ColourPop glitter, or even a Lemonhead glitter, maybe a little bit of a Lemonhead, and go one night, just do like nuts glitter eyeshadow, just go all in on the glitter. I've also got glitter hairspray, I'm not gonna lie, there's a really good chance that that makes it in. Just love a bit of glitter. And the cover of the book is sort of a midnight blue with stars and foil and stuff on it. So theme of the tour, for those in the know, because this isn't like, you know, a public thing I'm saying out loud to anyone else. This is a safe space. Theme of the tour is tar. It's tar. The theme of the tour is stars. So all of the outfits one has prepared, all of the outfits I've been planning, been at home for so long, you guys, all my outfits are sort of star based. I've got this really beautiful, but I won't spoil it, but I've been getting dead excited about the idea of stars and the star motif, to echo the stars on the cover of the book. Some of us have definitely been at home too long. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, I'm just really, really, really excited. I can't wait to get out. I can't wait to have a reason to do my makeup other than just doing it to keep myself sane. I can't wait to see you guys. I know some of you have already messaged me to say that you've booked your tickets. If you want to come and you haven't booked your tickets yet, it's on waterstones.com, all the information. The tour dates are Sunday, 7th of November at 1 p.m. I'll be in Meadowhall at Sheffield signing books. And the book doesn't come out until the 11th, so you get it 4 days early there, which is very exciting. Wednesday, November 10th at 6:30 p.m, I'll be in Waterstones in Birmingham. I'll be in conversation with the wonderful Mike Gale. We're going to chat about books, and then we're going to sign some right after that. Then Thursday, 11th of November, which is pub day at 7 p.m. It's St. James's Church, London Piccadilly. And then I'm in conversation with Sharifa J. Oh, if you don't follow Sharifa on Instagram already, get yourself over there. She's so fantastic. I've got such a massive girl crush on her. It's going to be awkward, but only because I'm in love with her. But yeah, I think you'll really enjoy it. It'll be really fun. And that's pub day. So like, that's the big celebration event for me. That's the one that I really, really want people to come to if they're anywhere near London. That one would mean the world to me. Saturday, 13th of November, 1 p.m. Waterstones, Glasgow, Argyle Street. I'm signing books. Sunday, 14th November, 1 p.m. Waterstones, York, signing books. And Monday, 15th of November, this is the party event, 6:30 p.m. Me, Oh My, in Liverpool with the one and only Louise Pentland. Very, very, very giddy about that one. Liverpool is Louise's uni town, so she massively loves Liverpool. We always have a party a party at the Me Oh My event. This is the third or fourth we've done there, and it's always awesome. It's always one of the best crowds. Everyone's there for a laugh. It's such fun. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really sorry if you were hoping we were going to come closer or somewhere near you that we couldn't get to. We tried to add on. There should have been, I say should have been, we were hoping to get about five more events than this, and we just couldn't get them through. The stores couldn't work it out between COVID regulations and staffing issues and just it being Christmas and stores not having room to have us in the shops. And no one sort of really wants to take big chances on doing stuff outside, maybe. I don't know. Not literally outside. That would be nuts, wouldn't it? But literally just in the street talking about books. Love it. But yeah, just really, really excited. Really excited to see you. I think I owe you something. I think I owe you. Do it with me, please. One, two, three. A highlight of the week. Oh, it's been forever. Oh, my cat woke up. Singing woke up Bellbell. Did you wake up to sing with us? She says no. She says you woke me up because you're a monster. My highlight of the week is Undone Beauty. I'm so obsessed with these Matte Talk lipsticks. They are so good. So it's Undone Beauty. I think we talked about them when they launched. I talked about them ages ago and said that, like, yeah, I thought they were fine. Wasn't super moved by them. Just thought, you know, does what it says on the tin. And then the more I've used the products, the more I am super into them. These Matte Talk lipsticks are $10 each, which is such a bargain. They're available at Ulta or from undonebeauty.com, and it's undone-beauty.com. I won't lie to you. You know I don't love a matte lip usually. I just talked about how I don't wear Ruby Woo very often because it's very drying. These matte lips are like the balmiest lipstick I've ever tried and somehow matte. And I'm not talking like a caked on Kylie matte paint where it strips everything and makes you look like a bum. They feel like a lip balm. They genuinely feel balmy. Like, I'm always rubbing my lips together when I have them because they feel so lovely. But it has this very, very smooth matte finish. The closest thing I can compare them to is a Glossier Generation G. Obviously, they're $8 cheaper than a Generation G. They're also in these really lovely slender sticks. They're much closer to the original Generation G packaging. That they're the skinny sticks, which makes them great for tour, because guess who can pack more than one? I can take like two of these instead of one Generation G, thank you very much. And I really love all the colours, they're all really pretty. They go on, they're not sheer, but they're very buildable. One coat is like just very wearable, even in the more vivid shades. It gives you a really pretty punch of colour, like that popsicle stain type. Punch from one coat, and then if you keep applying you can really build up the color, but it doesn't smoosh around everywhere all over your face, even though it's very balmy and buttery. And they're vegan, they're cruelty free, they're paraben free and gluten free, which is very important to a lot of people. And it says on the website, if you buy them from undone-beauty.com, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee, love it or it's free, free returns. I mean, you can't say fairer than that. I honestly cannot recommend recommend them enough. I can't remember the last time I used something, especially something from such a well-priced brand, that these are $10 each. I can't remember something that I have loved this much, that's this affordable, and has genuinely knocked my socks off. Like, I've not been using anything else. I've been using lip glow and I've been using these. And every single one of them I love. So definitely check them out if you get the chance. Undone-beauty.com, and it's the Matte Talk lipsticks. Love, 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 love. And that's it for today. That's it for today's episode. We'll be back again in 2 weeks, working with Harry to schedule some time to talk about some stuff. We've got a ton of really good stuff planned for you. I've also got an episode coming up really soon where I talked to Dr. Frauke Neuer from Olay. She's their chief scientist, and she's going to explain a ton of science to us, which was honestly one of the most exciting hours of my life, because I'm like, oh my God, I finally understand antioxidants. Which is good, really, given that I once wrote an article all about them, but now I feel like I genuinely get it. I also have a very exciting episode coming up with a friend of the pod. I won't spoil that for you, but we recorded that the other day. We talked for 3.5 hours. I reckon about 45 minutes of it is usable. Otherwise, we'll get sued. But that's coming up. It's all coming up. We're back. Really happy to be with you. Thank you for bearing with us. Thank you to everyone in the Facebook group, especially Jess. Jess is our hero. Thank you to everyone that supported us and stuck around. We'll be back with more. You guessed it. That just turned into the wrong podcast. If anyone listens to Tights.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Fights. We'll be back with more beauty very, very, very soon, and we'll speak to you then. Bye.